The State Department of Law says it's just beginning to review post-conviction relief applications filed on behalf of the Fairbanks Four. The applications center on sworn statements from two individuals tying the 1997 murder of John Hartman to people other than the men jailed for the crime. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the state and local criminal justice officials are proceeding cautiously.
Alaska Department of Law Criminal Division Director John Skidmore says the ultimate responsibility of deciding whether the convictions of George Freese, Kevin Pease, Marvin Roberts, and Eugene Vent stand will be with a judge assigned to the case.
But before we get there, obviously the state of Alaska is going to need an opportunity to review the application and the supporting documentation which has been filed and to determine what position we'll take.
Skidmore says the new evidence has to be clear and convincing that the Fairbanks Four are innocent. He says determining that will involve comparison of statements from the new suspects and admissions of guilt by Vent and Freese during police questioning immediately after the Hartman murder, confessions that were later recanted.
Now you have somebody else who is confessing, so there's going to have to be a simultaneous discrediting of one confession and substantiating the other.
Skidmore says additional information in the applications raises questions about other issues and evidence presented during the Fairbanks Four trials,
including shoe print analysis as well as eyewitness identification. So there are lots of issues that need to be looked at and thoroughly reviewed in this and then may be litigated. I don't know yet. It's just too early to determine that.
Skidmore says a lawyer will be assigned to review the applications and the state will decide on how to move ahead based on the attorney's recommendations. He adds that the state may have trouble getting through all the data in the allotted 45 days due to the amount of history in the case.
You have to keep in mind, there were three different trials that occurred in this case for these four individuals. There have been appeals. There have been previous post-conviction reliefs. So there's a lot of other information that needs to be reviewed and compared to what's been filed here to really sort out where we are and what the appropriate response is.
Skidmore says it's rare that someone comes forward and admits to a murder others have already been convicted of. An additional investigation may be required. That could happen with or without involvement of Fairbanks police. City Police Chief Laren Zager says he'll jump at any request from the court system, but the new evidence does not meet his standard for police to initiate action.
I'm not quite there with this. I will admit I'm much closer with this than I have been with some of the other arguments that have been put on the table. But there's other balancing information that's involved, not all of which I'm privy to and not all of which I'm at liberty to disclose. But there's always another side, so to speak, to the story. And this is a bit marginal.
Zager says the new information is suspect because it comes from someone in prison with nothing to lose, and it's unclear what the motivation is. The Tanana Chiefs Conference is offering a $35,000 reward for information leading to the exoneration of the Fairbanks Four. TCC Justice Task Force Chair Shirley Lee says money will only be paid out if the Fairbanks Four are set free. She says the committee has not discussed the potential of money going to former Fairbanks resident William Holmes, who's serving a double life sentence for other murders. A letter from Holmes saying he and a group of high school friends carried out the 1997 attack on John Hartman is the centerpiece of the Fairbanks Four's application for post-conviction relief. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.